We wanted to find out more about the state of the world's fisheries, so we've asked Dr. Rashid Sumaila to join us. He directs the Fishery Center at the University of British Columbia, and he's at the CBC studios in Victoria. Dr. Sumaila, you've worked with fisheries around the world. How bad are things?
All the data shows the picture is bad, to the extent that the United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization estimates that at the moment, only about 25% of the global fish stocks are not overfished or fully fished. And most of these are actually fish you wouldn't want to eat.
Mm. And as we just heard in Jeb Sharp's story, it's not just fish that are hurt when fisheries collapse, but people's livelihoods and ways of life. Is that true for millions of people and fishermen around the world then?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you get out of North America and you go to Asia or you go to Africa, Latin America, there are many communities, millions of people who depend on fish for their livelihoods. And on the coast of West Africa, some of the fishers have stopped going to fish because when they go a whole day, they catch nothing. And this has huge consequences economically and socially.
That's off the coast of West Africa, off of Nigeria, for example, where you're from. So you know that part of the world pretty well.
Oh, yeah. The Gulf of Guinea is the main fishing grounds of 16 West African countries, including Nigeria, right through to Sierra Leone. And it's not looking good. And there are many reasons for this, both local problems and also international ones. We have European boats coming over through what is called access agreements to fish within the waters. And essentially, they're fishing the same stock, so that has compounded the problem.
Yeah, well, it sounds very complicated as well. How do you keep fisheries from collapsing then?
It's mainly our demand for fish that is driving this. So consumers can play a big role, and there are a number of ways. One of them is consumers should be smart, buy smart fish. And what do I mean by that? When you go to a restaurant, there are ways to find out what are the fish you are going to eat right there. And you can find this on the internet. If you just Google seafood recommendations for consumers, you find a host of websites and applications actually on iPhones and the like where you can check and see whether the particular fish you are going to eat there and then is from a sustainable source.
Well, Dr. Sumaila, we'll leave it there, but we'll continue this conversation online as we often do, and you listeners can join in. Dr. Sumaila, you'll be the guest in our latest Science Forum discussion where you'll be answering listener questions. Dr. Rashid Sumaila of the University of British Columbia's Fisheries Center, thanks very much.
Thank you.
And you can join the online conversation with Dr. Sumaila at theworld.org/science. He'll be taking your questions through next week.